Personal Capital wants to know, do you
Hey, John.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Hi, Elaine. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Doing okay. How about you?
Okay, no complaints.
Any news on surgery?
I'm going to hold off till like November, December.
Is that safe?
Is it safe?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I'm just thinking if we have another shutdown.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I can hold off longer than that. I've been holding off since last September, so.
Yeah. Are the wounds all healed up?
Yes.
Good. Good.
Yes. Friday, I'm going in for an angiogram, though.
If it's not one thing, it's another, huh?
Yes. Keeping a lot of doctors happy.
Yes.
Hello, Ruth. I think, well, Ruth is there. Is there?
It shows Ruth.
Yes, it does.
I'm hoping I can get into the executive board. I'm so bad with technology. We'll see.
Well, I'm juggling two iPads tonight. I got to be on, and then the other one, I got to look at the agenda and everything.
Yeah, I have my computer set up here with that, and then my iPad here.
Yeah, because I couldn't print it all up, because my computer all of a sudden is so slow, you can hardly turn it on.
Hi, Brittany.
Brittany, hi.
Hello.
We thought we were being robbed for a minute.
Black mask. Ugh. There's actually a bank in the UK that made a joke, like, it was like a mask. It was like, okay, and then it was like a full bank robber mask. It was like, not okay.
Yeah. Hi, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes. Real well.
Oh, good. Glenn gave me a very fancy headset, so.
You look very official.
So much better.
I know. I feel like I'm like in a landing strip trying to bring in the airplane. But that's okay. It's kind of fun. So, John, did you get my email?
Which one?
about you running the meeting?
Yes. Yes, okay. I got 7 of them.
Okay, good.
I was just saying, I'm juggling iPads tonight.
Oh, yeah?
I got the meeting on this one and the agenda and everything on another one because I couldn't print it up.
That's a smart way to do it, though.
Well, we'll see. If I push the right buttons, it'll be smart. If not, it's up to everybody else.
There we go. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing on my phone. I have like certain things pulled up on my phone, then I have notes.
Yeah.
Hi, Annie.
Hi. Hello. Annie.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm using a different camera, so never know how things are going to work.
Exactly.
I see Ruth is on, but I haven't heard anything from her yet.
Hello, I'm here. How is everybody?
Hi, Ruth. Hello.
Hi, Ruth.
She's an incognito.
Yes. Yeah. And there's Julie.
Hi, hello. Julie.
Julia, just real quick, since you guys will be going into executive session for the minutes, are you just going to give us then the all clear when we can come in here?
Yeah, so we're going to adjourn the regular meeting, and then that's adjourning the meeting, And then there's going to be no follow. There's going to be no regular meeting after executive session. Okay, anything that we need to announce or motion would be on next August's agenda. So, yep.
I just want to make sure, because I knew I didn't see another link, so I just wanted to make sure there wasn't another one.
Right. Nope. You can go home after that.
Oh, there she is. Was that somebody else?
I don't see anybody else.
There is.
All right, I switched over to a different. All right, can you guys hear me again?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can.
I was not able to see everybody. I wasn't through the browser, not Zoom. Anyway, technical difficulties tonight, but I think we're good.
No, I got you in two places here.
I closed out of the other one.
It takes a few minutes to like come off because everyone's
hopefully it does.
Internal issues, like, and I have to log on to another one. There'll be two of us.
Yeah, I closed out the browser. I was in a browser.
Anything from Heather or Rajesh?
Here's Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
There's Carrie.
I've not heard from anyone that they're not attending except for Jason. So, we can give it a couple more minutes. Oh, there's Rajesh.
Hi, Rajesh.
Hi, how are you, John?
Okay.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, John.
I guess that's everybody.
I think it is.
Okay, just real quick before you guys start the meeting, just so you know what will happen when you guys adjourn this meeting and go to executive session, I'll end this meeting, and then I will go into the other meeting invite, and then start that. And then once you guys start that, I am going to pretty much turn off my side until I see everyone disappear. It'll only be visual on my side.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are you guys ready to start? Good. Okay.
We're ready. Second.
You guys are up.
Okay. Call to order the regular meeting of the board of the Westmont Public Library on July, what's the date? 21st at 7:01 p.m. And before we start, there's a little statement that I'm to read. It says, we've determined an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of the public health disaster declaration in Illinois. Per the new Open Meetings Act guidelines, some staff are present at the library in case members of the public want to attend in person. This meeting is also available to the public via online live platform, and the recording will be posted on the website for public viewing this week. All votes at this meeting will be roll call votes. Now I'm switching. Okay, roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Here.
Trustee Carmichael?
Here.
Secretary Delano?
Here.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Here.
Trustee Parikh?
Here.
Vice President Martins?
Here. Pledge of Allegiance? Facing to the east. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the regular board meeting, June 16th, 2020, the communications log, July 2020, and the director's report, July 2020.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second, Elaine.
Okay, Annie and Delaine. And Elaine. Okay, any discussion or anything you'd like to remove from the consent agenda? Okay, roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, 1 absent. Motion passes.
I think it'd be six. It'd be just to clarify, 6 ayes.
Oh, correct? 6 ayes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. 6 ayes. 1 absent. Sorry.
Thank you.
No problem.
Open forum. Was there anybody from the public?
There's here. No one in person.
Okay. Thank you. Board members, let's start with Elaine.
I don't have anything.
Thank you. And Annie.
Just that it's awesome to be back in the library in person. I've already visited several times. And I was in today to pick up my take and grab craft item. I can't remember what you guys call those. Anyway.
I think it's take and make.
Take and make. That makes more sense. we have appreciated that, and I've talked to other people in the community. They're just excited to be back in the building, and everyone appreciates having that access. So thank you.
Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you.
Carrie.
Yeah, I echo what Annie said. I've been back a few times now that interlibrary loan is back in swing, and I have an enormous stack of movies on my credenza. I'm eagerly looking forward to digging into. My wife made me watch Jennifer Lopez's Hustlers last night. Literally one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And not even trashy enough to recommend it on that level. It's just a bad movie. But hey, I got to watch a movie. So two other things. I wanted to ask Julia, just in general, I'm sure you'll cover this, but just to check in, like, what's the general, you know, how's the morale in the library? What's the general anxiety level as far as, you know, being out there? Amongst the germs, that, frankly. Are you getting any sort of consistent mask pushback? I was curious. And then go ahead.
Yeah. Not consistent mask pushback. So people have been really great about just wearing them in. We have found that, especially Brittany and I, because we're the ones doing the routine rounds throughout the floors, that people do tend to take them off when they're not everyone, but there's a significant amount of people that do like to come in and take them off. So we are just reminding everyone that they have to put them on and keep them on the entire time they're here, and that it has to be over their mouth and their nose, because a lot of people are pulling them down under their nose. But we've not, no one has been, you know, there's been no verbal arguments with anyone. We do have a couple who have some medical reasons that they can't wear masks, so we've come up with accommodations for them. So they either do curbside, or they can make a 20-minute appointment before or after we close. When there's no staff on the floor, no other patrons on the floor, they can come in and grab their items and go. So we only have two patrons who have that issue so far. So the mask part, I think there was a lot of anxiety leading up to opening that was going to be an issue, and it hasn't. So that's the good news. I don't see we would get a huge increase in that. And I think especially with just the messaging that's coming out across the board now, that that's just the thing we have to do. So as far as morale, I think that it kind of ebbs and flows. I think that, you know, I think initially there was anxiety, and then we kind of got over that. You know, we opened and it wasn't so bad. But now, you know, when you hear news reports that numbers are starting to go up again, I think there's just naturally a little anxiety. I mean, we all have it. I have it. So staff are told they do not have to go out on the floor unless they're comfortable doing so. So even computer help, if they do decide to go into the computer lab, it's from they're helping from a social distance. And generally speaking, our computer users are regular computer users, and so there's not a lot of questions over there, which is a good thing. We were expecting there to be more. So really the people that I know on my team, and Brittany can speak to hers, that are out on the floor, it's predominantly me and Marcy, the managers, and we're also doing the curbside runs, so we're kind of just out on the floor. But overall, I think staff morale is as good as I think can be expected. And I think that we do have open communication with them. If there's issues, they do bring it to us, so we do hear from them. We are just today, we do have a significant amount of people out sick. So, and we don't have, we have one negative test result, but we have several others that are out. Some related to symptoms similar to COVID, some not. So it's kind of a mixed bag. The thing that we might run into with that eventually is because everyone's being so cautious as they should be and getting tested, if they're not getting immediate results, it's just that waiting game to get those results back. So staffing levels might fluctuate in that regard. But we're good so far. It's been a mix of the staff members out. They're on different teams, kind of half and half, so that helps. So we're keeping an eye on it because that's just going to continue to happen. People are going to be exposed to it, exposed to someone with it. They're going to, you know, even if it's just a cold, they're going to get tested as they should. And so we have to wait for those results to come back. So, and Brittany might have something to add for her team.
Yeah, I'd say about the same. You know, I know both Julie and I had extensive conversations with all of our teams before we opened, and we continue to have them kind of each day and each week about kind of where we are. So yeah, those staff that are a little less comfortable on the floor tend to stay off. We've also, you know, we're not everyone is in a position that is desk facing. So my team typically swaps out between who's kind of like on desk, which helps also. Your entire shift, you're not completely front facing to the public. But I would say, you know, we've had really open lines of communication. Same with my team. If they have any issues, we talk through it. We try to powwow every morning just to kind of see where we are in the day, kind of where we are in things, if anyone has any questions. And everyone seems, again, pretty comfortable and pretty, you know, morale's as good as it's going to get with all of the extenuating circumstances. I see a lot of staff getting to laugh with their, you know, regular patrons that they get to see. So I think, you know, a little bit of normalcy is kind of being added to their work days, which is obviously helping.
And we're also, for those of you who've come in, you would probably have noticed because of the heat outside, we are keeping like almost every single window open in the building, and we have fans all over the floors just to keep that circulation going, because the more you read, the more you hear that that's part of the issue. So even in the computer lab, they're all open with fans. So we do hear some comments from patrons about that, but that's one position I'm not willing to give up on. So I think staff do feel a lot better about that too. So.
Good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep.
The only other question I had was, Elaine, is that an anti-aircraft shell on your bookshelf? I've been wondering for months.
That's, I don't know. That's Doug's collection.
Well, ask him, tell him to get back to me.
I will. Anti-aircraft, huh? I'll find out by next month.
I should know. I'm the person who lands airplanes, according to my headset.
Okay, Rajesh.
Yes, I really want to thank Brittany, Julia, and all the staff, you know, for all the curbside activities that happened. And I was pleasantly surprised. One day I was there to pick up a book, and Brittany came out, and both of us were in the mask, and suddenly we both were sort of exclaiming, "Oh, it's you, it's you." So I think that's great. And I have used some of the, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the calendar. My grandson is at home. So today we viewed some craft videos on the library's YouTube channel for the first time. I didn't know about that resource before. So thank you very much for all those resources online that are available to kids also. And we are happy that we can keep our grandson entertained, you know, with some of those resources.
And we are, just so you know, we are going to keep curbside. That might be something that sticks around forever. Who knows? But we do have some, you know, regulars who are sticking with it, and the numbers are pretty strong. And I suspect, as you know, the year goes on, if numbers go up, or you know, in the fall and winter, that service will be utilized even more again. And then secondly, Rajesh, to that other point, something that I talked to Brittany and Christy about today, and in reference to the email that I know the patron had sent to all of us, who I did get back to just mention all the things we do to work with our schools. They are going to create a page on our website just for back to school and homeschooling and all the e-resources that we have. So they'll all be on one page. Because we know that is going to be a thing. So it'll be one landing place for students and teachers and parents to go to. So that was a great idea by Brittany and Christy to do that. So.
Okay. Heather?
We've also been in. We made our first trip in the other day. And I think, Brittany, you were saying that you got like the top of the line Plexi screens, custom design, and they are for sure the best that I've seen anywhere. But yeah, it was really nice to be back. It sort of felt normal, which, you know, we're all kind of craving right now. You all probably know this, the school board is meeting right now, the CUSD 201, and they're announcing what their plans are going to be for the fall. So I'm assuming that as soon as we get that information, there will be more questions and more comments from the public, like what we had from the one yesterday. And that's about all I got. Thank you.
Yeah, and we do all, we know it's at the same time, but several of us will be watching that when they post that on YouTube to see what the discussion is. And staff will be reaching out to, you know, and I've been in communication with certain people at the schools to know what's going on. But once they do have that plan in place, we will be reaching out to them. The plan now is to do some programming in the fall and the winter that would complement some of the lessons, you know, that are going on at the schools. We just know right now they have so much going on and are overburdened that we didn't want to add another thing to their plate to have to respond to. So we were going to wait a little bit and then jump on that. So.
Okay. And I would just like to extend condolences to the family of Jim Addington, who passed away this past weekend, I believe. You know, as you know, Jim was a fixture in Westmont, served as mayor, and he also served many years on the village board, instrumental in the Lions Club and a big supporter of 201. So our condolences to his family. And that's all I have. And director, anything else?
Yeah, I think actually a lot of what we've talked about, I was planning on touching on. So overall, reopening has gone well. Obviously, the foot traffic and the CERC isn't what it normally is, but we do run those reports every day, and we are watching it. And we are on par with all of our neighboring libraries. In fact, in some instances, we're circulating more than libraries that typically circulate more than us. So the one thing that I'd say we get some comments and a little bit of pushback on, and it's completely understandable, is the patrons don't have access to our study rooms or just workspaces in the building. So a lot of people are coming in to try and kind of set up and use their laptops and whatnot. We've removed all the chairs, but you would be impressed with how creative patrons can be in figuring out how to find a seat. So, and it is understandable. And of course, we would love to just welcome everyone back in here. But once we explain to them, really, the reason why is to limit potential exposure and contact, they have been understanding about that. So they've asked about timelines for that. Unfortunately, we just don't have one. Like everyone else in the world, we wish we could. But we're just gonna have to wait and see how things develop before we can bring some of that furniture back in. And our computer users have been very happy. They get an hour on the computer. If no one's waiting, we do let them have a little bit more time. But after that, that is all they get, even if there's no other people in the lab or other people waiting. And again, we've explained the same reason is that turnover of people, so that we're, if someone does have it, they're not just sitting there for hours at a time exposing others to it. So And so that kind of covers reopening. I did just want to mention one other thing, which is in case anyone had read about Election Day being a state holiday and so government offices are to be closed, we will still be a polling place. We will be open just like we were in March. So in case that conversation is happening out in the community, just so you know, to let people know. So we did sign an agreement with the Election Commission. I know that they are, you know, scrambling to find places to have scrambling to find polling places as well as election judges. So we will be here as always, and it will be on the first floor, like all elections going forward, so that we don't have people going upstairs and some of the issues that came up with that last time. So, and that is all that I had to mention tonight.
Okay, Brittany?
Oh, I have a question about the polling place. If now, can I ask now, John? Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm a little curious about if you think that there will be an issue with just the number of people in the building during on Election Day.
Yeah, no, I'm concerned about it, just like I was in March. So as far as the library being open and having staff in the building that whole time, I'm unsure of. I think we have to wait and get closer to see what it's like in the community. As far as having the number of bodies in the building, that's really kind of an Election Commission thing that they'll have to have some plans in place, for every facility that they're dealing with. So as you know, it's a big election. And so typically during those, there's often been lines through the building and out the door. So obviously it is going to be a concern. And if social distancing is still a thing, we'll just have to do that. We're not really, you know, we give them use to the facility, and this was kind of the issue that came up last time, is we aren't allowed to have any sort of traffic control so that we're not interfering with anything. So it's a tricky line, because I know the public doesn't know that, and they think it's our job to do that and, you know, mitigate any issues. But so I'm sure that the Election Commission is really thinking through some of these things for all their locations, and I definitely will make sure I'm on top of it, and that whatever the communication is to people, that we get that out there, and hopefully a lot of people just vote in other ways. So, but vote. We want everyone to vote.
Oh, yes.
So Heather, I'll keep you all updated on that issue.
Anything else? Okay, Brittany?
Julia covered it all. Just, I think patrons are happy to be back in the building. Staff are happy to kind of be back into the normal swing of things, I guess. Just happy to be back. She stole all my thunder. She had all the points.
We got another Jason. Okay, Ruth, anything? Ruth? Julie?
Nothing.
Okay.
Sorry, I have nothing.
Okay, thanks very much. Moving on, entertain a motion to include the additions and deletions.
Move to add the additions and delete the deletions.
Second.
Heather?
Second, Rajesh.
And Raj, okay. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael? Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
6 ayes, 0 nays, 1 absent, motion passes.
Okay, item number 7, the Treasurer's Report.
Gary? File the Treasurer's Report for audit.
Thank you. Second, anybody?
Second.
Who was that? Heather and Annie?
Heather's okay.
Okay. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, 1 absent. Motion passes.
6 ayes.
Yep. Yes. 6 ayes. Bad habit.
Okay. The treasurer's report is filed for audit. Item number 8, bills and salaries. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Move to approve bills and salaries.
Annie?
I'll second that.
Elaine? Any discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
6 ayes, 0 nays, 1 absent. Motion passes.
Okay, there is no unfinished business. New business number 10, board to consider a motion to approve days closed for observed holidays in calendar year 2021. Motion, please.
I move that we approve the calendar for days closed for observed holidays.
Elaine, and second?
I'll second.
That was Annie?
Yep.
Okay. Any discussion?
I think as long as there's leeway in closing on election day, if that, to the public, not to the voters, obviously, if that is prudent given the pandemic situation, I think that's at Julia's discretion, right? You can do that.
Yeah, this was, I know it seems so odd to be approving this considering what's going on and the number of days we've been closed. So that's why I kind of added for observed holidays. But yes, in this calendar year, I will definitely keep everyone updated on the election day and what our plans are. And yes.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
6 ayes, 0 nays, 1 absent. Motion passes.
Okay, and then we do have need for an executive session if somebody would like to move that.
So the move, you can move into that, and there's on the agenda if someone wants to just reference that section of the the law, the compiled statutes, yeah. And then we'll also have to do a separate motion to adjourn the regular meeting. So
I've got it. I can do it. according to Illinois compiled statutes 5120/2, each public body shall periodically, but no less than semi-annually, meet to review minutes of all closed meetings. At such meetings, a determination shall be made and reported in open session that 1, the need for confidentiality still exists as to all or part of those minutes, or 2, that the minutes or portion thereof no longer require confidential treatment and are available for public inspection. At the August board meeting, the library board will report on the need for confidentiality for executive session minutes, or if minutes or portions of minutes no longer require confidential treatment and are therefore available for public inspection. So I move to adjourn into executive session.
Second?
Second, Elaine.
Elaine, thank you.
Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
6 ayes, 0 nays, 1 absent. Motion passes.
And now we need a motion to adjourn the regular session.
Motion to adjourn regular session.
And second?
Second, Elaine.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
6 ayes, 0 nays, 1 absent. Motion passes.
Okay, so now we've got to get off this and get on our other.
Correct. Everyone should email. Have gotten that link. Yes.
Yes. So,
okay. I will see everyone in a few minutes. Okay.
Bye.